Western Illinois University has tried to keep the lid on details about a physical altercation between a teacher and a student in late September, but now more information is coming out. Getting the information has not been easy. Western initially failed to mention the altercation in its rundown of police activity, which is regularly sent to the media. And the university added few details during a news conference the week after the altercation. Tri-State's public radio twice asked for the police reports under the Freedom of Information Act, and Western twice rejected the request, citing privacy concerns. We appealed to the Illinois Attorney General's office, which ordered the university to turn over the documents with the names redacted. Those reports show both the student and teacher said the student followed the teacher to his office after class, with the student complaining about the way the teacher was treating him. The student said the teacher thrust his forearm hard into his throat. The student said he could not breathe and struck his head on the wall behind him. He said the teacher then began to bob and weave as if in a boxing match, so the student defended himself with a single punch to the teacher's face before running out of the room. The teacher said he did not believe he touched the student. He said the student punched him in the face with a closed fist. It should be noted, the officer who took the student's complaint said he could not see any redness or injury to the student's neck area. Meanwhile, several sources who know the teacher told Tri-State's public radio that he suffered multiple facial fractures, including to the jaw and the orbital bone. Those sources also say the teacher was questioned for 45 minutes after the altercation without being given medical care, even though it was clear to others at the scene that he needed help. Western claims the altercation was an isolated incident and there is no threat to public safety, but multiple sources say the student remains on campus. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.